Not really, but I think you get the gist. We are starting another year of fire, family-involved religious education here at St. Luke, and we are so excited. I can't wait. By we, I mean me, but hopefully you're excited too. So this is also the beginning of a new year with new things that are happening this year. So I assume that if you're listening to this podcast episode, then you know about burn as you go, right? So it's about how you can keep that fire alive beyond fire nights and beyond blaze nights so that each week you can just taste a little bit, or I guess it's not really taste the imagery we want, that you can just feel that burn a little bit more for the Lord each week of this. So we had this podcast. It's going to help you to do that. And I thought that this first one, I'd just walk you through a little bit of what this year is going to look like and how to use that amazing new workbook, that fire workbook that we have this year for the first time ever. And hopefully you have one. Otherwise, you might be missing out. If you don't have one, hopefully we didn't run out. But if you want extras, right, we have one per household. If you want extras, then you can always go to Amazon and we have that link on our website. You can always go and purchase that book. They're hopefully staying pretty cheap unless inflation has rose to $100,000, you know, more than I thought by the time this episode actually airs. Okay, so if you're looking through that workbook, you turn a few pages, you'll get to our patron saint for this year. She's one of my favorites, Saint Therese of Lisieux. She's amazing. We're going to talk about her a little bit more in our next episode, but, you know, until then, it's good to know that she's awesome, she's our patron, and she's going to teach us a lot about what it means to be fruitful, right? How to bear great fruit in our lives and especially in our homes and in our families. And that is our theme for this year. Bearing great fruit comes from John 15. It's going to be awesome. So if you continue on, you see September in our workbook. You have a little subtitle. It says Families on Fire, right? I'm a little dramatic sometimes, but I mean that in many different ways. Specifically, we're talking about families being on fire with the love of God, with fire of faith, a fire of all things amazing, right? How to be on fire for the Lord. And so obviously you see the first episode is fire preparations, burn as you go. And so I'm preparing you. So if you turn that page, you'll see what's heating up this month. Each month we'll have a little summary of what's going to look like, you know, that month. And, you know, so this one is prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, because we're getting ready for a new year. Amazing. And then usually it has a special little page for the fire night of that month. And then it gives you different scripture passages that you can also look further to if you want, you know, more things to pray with or even more things to reflect on related to the themes of that month. And it also gives you some citations and quotes that might be applicable as well. We have lots of fiery free space. You can use it for all of your holy doodles. And of course, journal space for you to take notes. You can write reflections and things like that. And so that's a good reason for why you might want to get more than just one workbook if you want each person in your household to be able to take notes and things like that. But not required, but we could only afford one per household because, you know, money. Anyway, so I'm excited about this new year of fire, and I hope that you are too. And be on the lookout for all kinds of fun things like t-shirts and hopefully you registered and all kinds of other things. But I will see you at our next episode, which we'll talk a little bit more about Saint Therese of Lisieux. All right, everyone. Until then, burn as you go.